It's Tuesday, July 27th, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Police in India have taken up the torture of Christians. A pastor in northern India was subjected to 40 minutes of merciless whipping on his legs and feet at the Shyampur police station, reports International Christian Concern. Pastor Sanjay Kumar Bharati, his wife, his three children, and several members of his church were arrested on June 13th on charges of, quote, illegal religious conversions, end quote. Sadly, radical Hindu mobs have attacked Christians in this area of India with increasing frequency. Worse yet, India's governmental participation in the injustices is a new development in these persecutions. The most severe persecution against Christians is still Nigeria. Thus far in 2021, the International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law reports 3,462 Christian martyrdoms, reports the Nigerian Voice. That's about as many as the number of Christians killed in toto last year in Nigeria. Last Thursday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of a Washington state church, which protested the mandatory abortion coverage on their health insurance plans, reports Alliance Defending Freedom. The law in question passed in 2018. It would have required Cedar Park Assembly of God Church to provide coverage for abortion if the church also offered maternity care coverage to its employees. The state may still appeal the case to the full Ninth Circuit Court. Representing the church in the case, Alliance Defending Freedom Senior Counsel John Bursch called the decision, quote, a big step forward in preventing the government from targeting churches, and we look forward to continue challenging this law at the district court, end quote. The Mexican state of Veracruz has legalized abortion just after the state of Hidalgo did the same thing in June. Oaxaca State and Mexico City legalized abortion in 2019. That accounts for about 20% of Mexico's population. Tragically, in the last 2 years, Argentina, Uruguay, Ecuador, and North Ireland have all legalized abortion. The Delta variant of the coronavirus is causing major concerns among the mainstream media, reports Reuters. Experts are saying the variant is somewhat impervious to the oft-touted mRNA shot. Israeli health officials report that 60% of current hospitalized COVID-19 patients are people who have already received the vaccine, according to Reuters. Recent numbers indicate that 61% of Israelis have received both mRNA vaccines, a statistic which indicates that the shot is basically useless against the new variant. Dr. Francis Collins, the Christian evolutionist and founder of BioLogos, is calling Christians in the state of Missouri to get the mRNA COVID-19 shot, reports wordandway.org. Over 200 pastors in Missouri have signed a statement encouraging, quote, every follower of Jesus to get the shot, end quote. The 2020 fire season was the worst in history for the U.S., and thus far, the 2021 season is already double the trouble of last year. The National Interagency Fire Center reports 4,000 wildfires to date this year. That's double last year's total year to date. So far, 1.4 million acres have burned. Oregon's Bootleg Fire has taken down 410,000 acres, making it the third largest fire in the state's history. In Isaiah 45, verses 5 and 7, God declares, I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. The housing bubble has deflated slightly in June. The median house price dropped about 5%, and sales of new family homes dropped 6.6%. Plus, new home sales have dropped off consistently every month this year, according to Fox Business. Speaking of bubbles, the combined market capital for the leading big tech stocks has doubled since last year, from $5 trillion to $10 trillion. The new acronym, FANGMAN, stands for Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Alphabet, Microsoft, Apple, and NVIDIA. And the cryptocurrency total cap index is recovering from a downturn in the spring. It stands at $1.6 trillion, up from $200 billion in January of 2020. Excluding Bitcoin, the crypto cap has gone from $66 billion to $824 billion in just 1 year. And finally, and incredibly, Israeli archaeologists uncovered a small vessel in the Judean foothills dated around 3,100 years ago with the inscription Jerubbaal. That's the name given Gideon by his father after he destroyed the Baal grove in the family estate. Listen to Judges 6, verses 29 through 32. So they said to one another, "Who has torn down the Baal grove?" And when they had inquired and asked, they said, "Gideon, the son of Joash, has done this thing." Then the men of the city said to Joash, "Bring out your son that he may die, because he has torn down the altar of Baal, and because he has cut down the wooden image that was beside it." But Joash said to all who stood against him, "Would you plead for Baal? Would you save him? Let the one who would plead for him be put to death by morning. If he is a god, let him plead for himself, because his altar has been torn down." Therefore, on that day he called him Jerubbaal, saying, "Let Baal plead against him, because he has torn down his altar." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, July 27th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.